Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. On Wednesday, Brian Cushing, the rookie linebacker for the Houston Texans, was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week after his Sunday performance in which he forced a pair of fumbles, picked off a Carson Palmer pass, and finished with 8 tackles.
What's like in the Defensive Player of the Week award? How cool is that?
Oh, that's special. That's something important. Obviously, just reflects the kind of game it was, and it's a good opportunity. Something to look forward to and something I can hopefully build up on week after week.
What have your teammates said about it?
Just congratulating me. It's an honor, kind of a little weekly basis thing, and they're happy. But not to get too big ahead, and just keep going forward.
You didn't practice again. I guess precautionary. Can you take us through that? What's going on?
It's sometimes the foot needs a little bit more rest and just a day or two off. It's a little significant of an injury, but nothing too serious. Obviously I played and I could play with it. Just a little sore, and it's not like it's going to hold me out of the game. I'm sure I'll come back to the practice later in the week and play again.
What about their offense? Looking at tape on them, what stands out?
They're good. They're a tough football team all around. Offensively, they got weapons. They got a new wide receiver coming back, great tight end, very good on line, and a great running game. I believe, supposedly Frank Gore is going to be playing this weekend. So, another good running back challenge to go against.
Are they a bit of an unknown quantity because Gore's back and Crabtree's going to be out there too?
I don't think they're unknown. I think the league's recognized how well they've done this year. Right. I think it's definitely going to add to it, of course. No one really knows what to expect of Crabtree yet, as far as how productive he'll be the first game. But, he's an obvious playmaker, and Frank Gore's proven that for years now. The question is just how healthy he'll be probably.
Everybody's talked about playing at USC, been on the big stage and stuff. Has there been a lot that's happened out on the field so far that you were caught off guard by, or you said, man, this is over my head, or...
No,
I didn't
think
see
so.
This in college.
I don't think so. I think because that's what USC prepared me for, and this is a good job of getting ready for all the opportunities and all the expectations of the NFL and what could come at me.
Coach said he was most impressed with the fact that you weren't able to practice last week, yet you're able to watch what's going on, watch film, and be able to pick up and go in there like a veteran, like a true pro, without having to be out there.
Well, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to get the physical reps out there this week, and I had to be on top of my mental game last week. I had a pretty good grasp on the game plan and was able to apply it come Sunday.